Take it from this thief who stole over 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. This is why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim, and enter code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com, code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Heidi Harris for Vegas Painters. I've been proudly telling you about Vegas Painters because they painted three houses for us over 15 years. They've been in business for decades. They are professional. Vegas Painters background checks and e-verifies all of their employees. They are licensed and insured, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Vegas Painters can paint your house. They can paint your warehouse. They can even do the small jobs, too. Let's say you want a room or two painted. Vegas Painters can do that, too. Go to VegasPainters.com for all the information about how that works. You can get an estimate, believe it or not, via email by going to VegasPainters.com. Just videotape your project, send it to them. They'll get right back to you. Or you can call 702-947-3333. 702-947-3333. And they'll do it in person and abide by all the social distancing rules. VegasPainters.com. VegasPainters.com. 702-947-3333. Vegas Painters. License number 53359.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. officials are seeking to soothe concerns about price spikes or damage to the economy from last week's cyber attack on a major fuel pipeline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says the attack is not having a big impact on prices, not yet.
They believe that an impending massive spike is going to happen, but it's not. They may be disappointed. But from all the information we can glean, there is certainly a level of panic that's setting in.
And for that reason, it says drivers have been rushing to the gas pumps. The White House says it's monitoring supply shortages in parts of the Southeast. AAA predicts a huge jump in travel plans compared to last year, compared to Memorial Day weekend. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Travel over the upcoming Memorial Day weekend will certainly be better than last year.
We think a lot of it is due to the COVID vaccine, more people are getting vaccinated, and just overall consumer confidence.
AAA spokesman Andrew Gross, who says some 37 million people have plans to travel at least 50 miles from home. That's up by 60% over last year.
Now, it's still significantly less than the folks that traveled pre-pandemic, but still, it's an uptick, and it just shows that a lot of people think that there's light at the end of this pandemic tunnel.
As for gas prices, AAA says those will be about $3 per gallon. I'm Shelley Antler.
The Israeli city of Tel Aviv is under fire from a barrage of rockets launched from the Gaza Strip. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration is engaged with both Israeli and Palestinian officials.
The president and his team will continue to pursue the conditions for diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation, and protection of civilians, even as we work together with our friends to deter acts of violence and terrorism. We will also continue to support a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Slow day on Wall Street. The Dow is down 473 points. More from townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, another sign things are getting back to normal on the Las Vegas Strip. MGM Resorts is returning paid self-parking to its properties beginning June 1st. Last May, in the midst of Nevada's casino shutdown, the company announced it would reopen with free parking at its Strip properties for the foreseeable future, which apparently is going to end at the end of the month. Starting June 1st, 2021, the first hour will be free. Self-parking at Bellagio, Aria, Vidora, they all begin at $15 for 1 to 4 hours. MGM's other Strip properties begin at $12 an hour. Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, TI, Circa Circa, Sahara Las Vegas, The Strat, Wynn Resorts and Las Vegas Sands properties continue to offer free self-parking. A nationwide lumber shortage has caused prices to triple over the last year, which is adding thousands of dollars to the cost of new homes being built here in southern Nevada. Local builders say increased lumber costs can add as much as $25,000 for a single-family home, with larger homes costing $50,000 more. Well, the Treasury Department has released the coronavirus recovery funds to help the states. Nevada will receive $2.7 billion, $440 appropriated for $440 million for Clark County. Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Overall, big picture, not too bad as we kick off our afternoon drive run home, and we are getting some congestion on Interstate 15, mainly through the resort corridor there. Northbound at Hacienda near the stadium, southbound at Owens. You'll also tap the brakes there at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 East at Main.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country, and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, May 11th. Good to have you with us. Well, May 1st has come and gone. And with that, Governor Sisolak has passed along a lot of his emergency powers to local communities, communities like the city of Las Vegas and Clark County. Joining us now, I'm so glad after all these years, I don't think she's ever been on with us, but it's a first, Marilyn Kirkpatrick. She is the chair of the Clark County Commission District B, and she joins us. Marilyn, good to have you on.
Good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
I want to ask you, what is different? May 1st has come and gone. Emergency powers have gone from the governor to your body and to other bodies around the state, county commissions and the like. What's different?
So we went from 50%. We were at a 50% capacity under the state. We're now at 80%, and we went from 6 feet to 3 feet. Social distancing, and we've been able to open up some of the venues that were closed, so we feel like we're headed in the right direction.
Over Mother's Day weekend, did you notice anything different when you're driving around? I mean, the one thing that struck me is, to me, traffic is back to being like Las Vegas traffic during the week, during the weekends, at night, down on the strip, that the traffic patterns are different than they were 2 months ago.
Oh, no, the traffic is definitely back. There's a lot of volume. People are out and about, and I think that's a great thing, and shows that we're recovering quite nicely.
I want to ask you, you mentioned the word recovery, and that to me is important because that's our lifeblood. It's how we run this place, so to speak. How far back have we come now? Are we at 80% capacity from a recovery standpoint, or are we still a ways away?
Well, here's what I would tell you. For the most part, we're showing a good trend on the numbers, or at least Clark County's budget. The room tax, the room rates are still relatively fairly low. So this time 2 years ago, that same room might be about $300. Today it's at $89. But we are seeing a lot of interest in conventions, of people wanting to get back on track. So we feel it's all positive news.
So in other words, if somebody's thinking about a staycation this weekend, this might be a great time to do it.
Yep, you might want to get your turn in while you can.
There you go. Now, May 1st was one milepost. The next milepost is June 1. Explain what happens on June 1. Do you get more? Does the Clark County Commission get more powers that they didn't have on May 1st?
No, not exactly. So initially the governor said that he would like to see most of the state reopened by June 1st. Every county had to put in a plan to show what you were going to do when you were left in charge. So we did put in a plan. Our plan was tied to some different metrics. So we hope to reach many of those goals, including hospitalizations, folks testing negative, vaccines in arms. And when we reach that goal, we anticipate being able to open 100% with just the mask mandate.
Now, those are goals. Goals aren't always met. Are these hard and fast goals where if you're at, you know, if we're at 58%, that you'll just call it a day and say, okay, you're back to 100%?
Well, I will tell you that we will have that discussion later in May, about 3 weeks after we've opened to 80%. What I will tell you is that it's important that we do this right, because none of us want to close back down. That was detrimental to so many different groups, that we want to make sure that we're stable and that we won't have to go backwards. So what I would tell you, do I think all of those metrics together might tell a great story? I think we're headed in that right direction to be safe for the long term and to get to 100%.
And will that require the approval of the governor, or are you on your own?
We are on our own because we included it within our plan.
But I know, I guess what I'm asking is, if you wanted to at 57, 58%, call it a day and say, okay, you can have the 100%, is that a decision you can make unilaterally, or is that something the governor will have to approve?
That is a decision that the county commissioners can make prior to June 1st.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm just wondering, this kind of bargain that is being made with the general public, hey, you get to 60%, you get the 100% capacity. Is that really the best way to do it? I mean, from a governmental standpoint?
Well, what I would tell you is we looked at it from a public health standpoint. So public health-wise, if our hospitalizations stay down, if our test positivity rate stays down, and we can get enough vaccines in arms, I think that that's a public health standpoint, and I think that that's the best way to keep us open for the next 20 years.
Again, Marilyn Kirkpatrick joining us, Clark County Commissioner, District B, and the chair of the Clark County Commission. I want to ask you, because a Southern Health District official is saying we may not get to 60% in vaccinations. Are you convinced we're doing enough? Are there some other ideas that you have that in the next couple of weeks can get us to 60%?
Yep, we are working on those, and we have been working on those for a few weeks now. So we've started our drive-throughs, so we encourage people to drive through. I talked to somebody today. They said it took less than 40 minutes from start to finish. We have an evening event that's going on at the Las Vegas Welcome Sign. We're going into smaller communities to getting those. So what I would say is we're taking down every possible barrier that's out there to make it convenient and accessible for those that would like to get vaccinated.
Marilyn, how do you convince the folks that say, nah, it's not for me, or I don't trust it, or I don't trust government, or whatever the excuse might be, to turn some of those no's into yeses?
So what I would tell you is I convince them with real life things that I've seen. I have a very dear friend that was adamantly opposed to getting it. Today she is in the hospital and has been for about 3 weeks, and the long-term effects are much worse than the short term of getting a vaccine, as far as we can tell. There will always be a small group of folks that will not want to get the vaccine, but I think there's a big group that want to come together as a community to help make us safe, get our economy back on track, and to be able to move forward.
Now, I want to ask you, because there are a lot of things that people relate to when we're talking about the pandemic and what it's cost us. I'm just curious. For instance, June 1, if we hit 60% and we get 100% capacity, what happens to T-Mobile Arena? Can they now have a full arena for the playoffs?
They can, and they can do that today if they put in a plan with some type of mitigation. They've talked about different vaccine pods. They've talked about different options. But as soon as we get to the 60%, we can go back to normal. Everything that we did before, 100%, with just wearing the mask until the CDC releases that.
Okay, and that brings me to my next question, which is the biggest question I get. When are we going to get rid of the mask? When are we going to be able to have mask burnings all across the county? What is your sense of when we're going to be able to get rid of it?
Well, the goal, at least from folks that I talked to, is July. In July, I would love it to be sooner. What we can tell you now is people, if they're fully vaccinated, they outside, they don't have to wear them as much. But I know that everybody would like to be done with that. But the CDC, they hold all of that. So we're hoping that we can have a normal 4th of July this year.
And just so I do understand, everything now is out of the hands of the governor and in the hands of people like you and Nye County and Washoe all across the state. Is that your understanding, that the governor has ceded all of his emergency powers?
He has ceded the powers of, the thing about how I say this, because some emergency powers will exist because it's how that you get your reimbursements for different things, but he has ceded all responsibility at this time back to the local governments to do what's in the best interest of their community.
I know I wanted to have you on to talk about May 1st and June 1st and the pandemic and all of that, but I also wanted to visit with you because we know that the governor yesterday got a letter from the federal government relative to $2.7 billion that's going to be coming to the state from the federal government. How much of that's going to trickle down to you folks at the county level?
So we believe it's about $400 million, but I'm still reading through the guidance. I'm actually on page 36 of 151 pages. So we're looking, we've applied for it because you have to apply first. We're reading through that, but we believe it's about $400 million, and we're not sure if it comes all at one time or if it comes over the course of 4 years.
How would you like to spend that kind of $400 million? Is a lot of dough at the county level. How would you like to spend it?
There will be a lot of needs that we have to do right away, such as social service with the eviction moratorium coming. Being lifted, we will have to ensure that we've been working with landlords to try and help them recover some of their costs. There will be many business needs. There will be workforce needs to get people back into the workforce so that our businesses can thrive. So there's lots of things that we'll need to do right away. And, you know, we still have to provide long-term vaccines and testing, and some of that will be paid for out of these dollars as well.
Marilyn, you sound like you're under the weather today. Are you feeling okay?
Allergies. They're going to get the best of me. The wind lately has been tough.
Oh, I know. It's been hard, especially if you're on the radio every day. Try doing this on the radio every day with the allergies. Marilyn, thanks for being a good soul and joining us, because we really wanted to get some of these issues out there. Thank you so much. I would love to have you on again, and we will endeavor to do that very, very soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day, okay?
You too, Marilyn. Marilyn Kirkpatrick, Clark County Commission Chair from District B, as in boy. Stay with us. More to do. And isn't she a pleasant... You know the one thing I hear about her? Honest to God. I hear this from Republicans. You know, members of the Assembly and the State Senate and political people all across the state. They all say the nicest things about Marilyn Kirkpatrick. Did you know that? And many believe she might even run against Steve Sisolak in a primary for governor. Would that be wild? Anyway, stay with us. It is Tuesday. We have just talked with one of the most powerful women in our state. And it turns out she doesn't bite. She's not like Nancy Pelosi. Stay where you are. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, there's a growing debate out there about why our jobs report sucked last Friday. And more importantly, how do we fix it? And the problem is, a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of people simply don't want to come back to work. The government's paying them to stay home, and they're staying home. And that's when it gets really difficult. For instance, Marco Rubio. Let's go to cut four real quick. Because this Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, disagrees with President Biden on workers staying home. It's just logic. This was Marco Rubio earlier today on Fox and Friends. Cut four, go.
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that. They lost their jobs to a virus and to a government that bungled its response to the crisis and fail to protect them. And for many of those folks, unemployment benefits are a lifeline. No one should be allowed to game the system. And we'll insist the law is followed, but let's not take our eye off the ball. We're going to make it clear that anyone collecting unemployment who is offered a suitable job must take the job or lose their unemployment benefits.
And so, Senator, he's saying if people are getting the unemployment benefits and they are offered a job, they've got to take the job. Okay, that's the rule. However, we know that there are a lot of people in this country who are not doing that.
Yeah, it's hard to enforce it. Look, I read these articles out there and I just shake my head. Like, Republicans claim that people don't want to go back to work. I'm not calling anybody lazy. I do call people logical. And the logic tells you that if you're going to make almost as much or even more in some cases not working than working, you're going to do that until such time as that no longer exists. But look, it's not me saying that there's a labor crisis. Literally, there is nowhere I can go in South Florida or anywhere in Florida, and the small business doesn't. I saw a sign yesterday at a coffee shop in Miami. It said, due to the labor crisis, we are understaffed. Everyone is telling us this. Right. And I hear these reports, well, it's because people are afraid their kids can't go back to school. Schools have been open in Florida since September. Oh, well, you know, people are afraid about the virus. You can walk into a CVS or a Walgreens and get a vaccine now. So bottom line is simple, and that is what employees are telling the employer is,